first of all, it's been decided that the procedure was quite illegal, because for ICC to transfer President Gbagbo should have taken around 10 days. This is the time required for such a procedure. So as they didn't follow that way, the procedure is quite illegal. Secondly, we are no more taking part. That is, we are resigning from the reconciliation process. And the third is, we are calling upon all Democrats all over the world, but mainly from Cote d'Ivoire and the whole Africa, to gather for the coming days, because we have to rally for democracy, because democracy is dying right now with Mr. Ouattara.
Your party says that the process taken by the ICC is illegal. What do you make of the charges that they say he has committed, meaning crimes against humanity?
We think that all these are false charges. Since you have to go, let's say, American law, you cannot sentence at once someone who is supposed to be guilty. For us, Gbagbo has been sentenced already without, since the prosecutor didn't go through the inquiry process.
President Alassane Ouattara is talking about reconciliation. I know the last time we talked with you, one of your demands was that the militants of your party must first be released. So what do you think about the reconciliation process?
Mr. Ouattara is playing the game of Tom and Jerry. And we are no more interested in such a game, because we get to feel very responsible. When you're head of a state of Cote d'Ivoire, you do not need to go, okay, any tricky game with the people.
Desiree, what do you think is the reaction of ordinary Ivorians to Mr. Gbagbo going to the ICC?
Well, as I told you yesterday, as the news was broken out, people, let's say the streets, were quite empty. Everyone was eager to enter home. That is to say, there is very gloomy and very heavy atmosphere, or the mood was not that good. People were not expecting Mr. Ouattara to let Mr. Gbagbo go to ICC. For such a situation could have been sought, or could have been treated within the Ivorian themselves.
Besides the fact that you say your party considers this action by the ICC illegal, so what are you going to do now?
There is nothing to do except work in legality, work for justice, and work in the democratic path. We are not going to take any violent action. We know we are expected to do such things, but we are not going to do, because there is trauma in Ivorian population since, we asked the international community to count voices, to count the votes that people cast. It didn't take place. You did it even in the United States. We couldn't understand that. Well, in Cote d'Ivoire, we could not count, the voting casted. That's quite unacceptable. So, we are going to, undergo a democratic struggle. But for the time being, decisions could be taken by the executive committee.
But Desiree, how can your party undertake a democratic struggle when you have said you are not going to participate in the coming parliamentary elections?
Come on. We are saying that the parliament is not the only institution within which we can undertake democratic measures. The life in the Ivorian country does not rest only on parliament life. We can also use other ways, because we are the one to say that our state is no more a democratic state. So, what do we have to do with people who are not on democratic lines?